Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The Chinese government has imposed sanctions on four lawyers, their colleagues and family members, after the four gave a professional legal assessment of the human rights situation facing China's minority Uyghur population. Ireland's Bar Council has now taken a stand with colleagues in England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland against the government of China. And to discuss this further, I'm joined by the chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland, Maura McNally. Maura, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Why are you taking this stand, tell me?
Well, the first reason for taking the stand is this is an attack upon the independence and role of barristers. And according to Principle 18 of a UN declaration, which recognises the role of lawyers, it states that they should not be identified with their clients or with their clients' cause. And basically, these barristers were engaged by a client to provide an opinion, to assess documentation, to assess evidence, and to try and determine whether or not, in their independent opinion, there had been an abuse of human rights in Xinjiang in China, where the Uyghur people are. And basically, they produced an independent opinion for their client, basically saying that, in their opinion, there was an abuse of the human rights of people in that region.
So that's why you're taking this stand. I know the Bar Council of Ireland is a powerful lobby group and association, but why do you think China is going to listen to you?
We're not doing it simply from a lobbying perspective. We're doing this from the perspective of human rights, because this is an attack upon the judicial system by stealth, in that every barrister should be able to represent any client without fear or favour. And no matter how heinous the client might be, no matter how heinous the cause of the client might be, and no matter how heinous the crime they're accused of, each individual is entitled to good and independent legal representation.
But do you have
the tenets of our entire judicial system?
There is no question about it. But my question to you really, Maura, is what chance do you have of influencing China in this regard?
Well, you have to go back to that great Irish statesman and philosopher, Edmund Burke, when he said back in the 1700s, all that's necessary to allow evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. So somebody has to pick up the flag in respect of this cause. And this cause is one that's very dear to the hearts of barristers here at the Bar of Ireland. We have a dedicated human rights committee, and we have previously raised multiplicity of issues with the Department of Foreign Affairs. And this issue is an attempt to trample upon not only the role of barristers, but it would also infringe upon the right of an individual to get fair and proper and independent legal representation.
And is it not the better course of action to go through the Department of Foreign Affairs, who could raise it at European Union level and sort it out in that way? I mean, in a way, it sounds great what you're doing, but will it be effective, I suppose, is the question.
Well, we're hoping it will be effective on the basis of this is a bit like a ripple effect. When you drop the stone into the water, you hope that it'll create sufficient ripples so that people will notice. And too many breaches of human rights are presently ongoing without anyone raising a voice or raising a voice sufficiently. And in fact, two instances come to my mind that occurred within the last few weeks. One is in respect of your own RTE journalist, Miss Murray, who with her husband had to leave China because of intimidation. There's your freedom of the press being trampled upon. Another instance is in respect of Richard O'Halloran, who has been in China since February of 2019 and apparently has had no contact physically with his family since then. He went to China to represent his employer in respect of a dispute about an aviation leasing contract and has not been allowed to leave China. That's 2 years and 3 months ago. Now, those are two instances of human rights being abused.
That is, without question, a gross violation. And it's quite noble that the Bar Council is taking this stand. Do you take stands against the US or the UK or other Western countries that violate human rights?
We have, through our Human Rights Committee, regularly called upon the Department of Foreign Affairs to effect certain steps. And we have regularly issued various statements about mistreatment of journalists, mistreatment of those involved and engaged in the human rights sphere, because we firmly believe that the basic tenet of a good judicial system is that people have recognised human rights. We can't allow people to trample on those. That is the first step towards obliteration of democracy. Somebody has to stand up. And in my opinion, you cannot be a lawyer, you cannot be a barrister, unless you honestly believe in human rights, inherent human rights. We all have them. Some we take for granted here in the Western world. Mm-hmm. I mean, are we to turn around and say, yes, we believe in human rights, but only within a specific geographical area
planet? It's very interesting you say that now, because does the Bar Council take issue with violations of human rights in this country as well? And do you speak out against violations of human rights?
We do. Every year, the Bar Council provides submissions to the Department of Justice, to various other departments, in respect of matters that are occurring here.
Like what?
Well, in respect of, for example, if you want to look at the injustice of the backlogs in our court system at present, and about how we maintain there's an inherent difficulty with access to justice caused by COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And you have to remember that there was always delays in access to justice in this country, but they have been increased because of the difficulties faced by the Department of Justice and the court service.
You could be accused very cynically, I suppose, and it's terrible of me to bring this up, that you'd have a self-interest there as well to get more cases through the courts quickly. Have you ever raised issues of homelessness or access to education, for example?
Yes, we have. We've made statements in respect of all of those issues, and in fact, on the subject of providing free legal advice to various charities and organisations that need help in those spheres, not only have we signed up to the pro bono pledge, but more particularly, we run our own voluntary assistance scheme here at the Bar of Ireland. Mm-hmm. So causes that are charitable, that cannot afford independent legal advice, apply to us, and we provide them with that legal advice, which includes access to barristers to go to court for litigation, to either prosecute claims or defend claims.
Which is very noble indeed, because barristers do come at a price, and a hefty price at times. And
a service in Ireland, regardless of what it is, whether it be journalistic services, medical services, dentistry services, taxi services, everybody provides a service and seeks payment in respect thereof.
Because
in respect of the criminal service that the Bar of Ireland provides, the fees that are being paid to my colleagues who engage in criminal practice are being paid at a rate that was applicable in 2002.
Without question. But you looked in, I suppose.
The fees were cut and never reinstated.
I might just get a question in here,
Maura. Sorry, I couldn't hear you there.
No, you're okay. But then you look at commercial fees, for example, and litigation, and the fees can be quite hefty. But on a separate matter, recently new guidelines were approved aimed at reducing personal injury payouts. Now, it will lead some to wonder, if the payout is lower, will the legal fees be lower?
Well, the legal fees are something that's been addressed by the Legal Services Regulatory Authority Act of 2015. And providing within that act, every lawyer acting, solicitor or barrister, when providing a service in advance must give an estimate of what their costs may be. So this allows for greater competition. So you might have a specific claim. You go to your solicitor. He or she will provide you with an estimate. If it's going to go to litigation, you engage your barrister and he or she provides an estimate. And if you're unhappy with any of those estimates, you're perfectly entitled to absolutely to shop around.
Okay.
That's what the Legal Services Regulatory Authority is aimed to provide.
To the question. Look, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Maura McNally.
And you too, and it's a pity we don't have more time on
absolutely.
The human rights issue.
But do you know what? We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more in the very near future.
Thank you very much.
Chair of the Council of the Bar Council of Ireland, Maura McNally, thank you very much indeed.